For more on the story, we're joined in our studio by the CEO of the charity Trócaire, Caoimhe de Barra. Thank you very much for coming into us today. You've welcomed this recognition by the Irish government. Why? What difference will it make?
Well, we do believe that this is very important. This is a very significant step in the overall landscape of achieving a just peace in Palestine and in Israel. What this recognition will do is it will make sure that it's very clear to the State of Israel and to the Palestinians that Ireland supports a two-state solution. And this has become increasingly important over the past 8 months as Palestinian land has, in escalating waves, been given over to settlements. This is really, really problematic because the less land there is for Palestinians to occupy, the less likelihood there is of a successful negotiation around a two-state solution. So the fact of recognising the state of Palestine creates a more equal playing field between Palestine and Israel when it does come to those long-term solutions and negotiations.
A coastal strip under the control of a terrorist organisation and an occupied territory under an authority mired in corruption and lacking the support of its people. What is the state that Ireland is recognising here?
Ireland is recognising the legitimate right of Palestinians to self-determination. That was first voted upon in the UN General Assembly in 1974. So this is legitimate. It's a fundamental human rights. Governance changes over time. Certainly there will be changes that will need to happen over time. But for the moment, the principle of recognition of the right to self-determination is key.
Israel has questioned the timing, as we've been hearing, in the middle of a brutal war. They're finding it hard to divorce this move from what's happening there right now. Can you understand that?
I think Israel is conflating support with Hamas with this decision to recognise the state of Palestine, which is completely untrue and unfair. And I do think that it's important to restate what Atishah has said about the fact that this will give strength to the moderates on both sides who are trying to achieve a lasting and just solution. I think it's also extremely important to continue to recognise the right to self-determination, because that's fundamental to achieving a result which is positive for both sides.
Can you tell us about the presence that the Trócaire have in Gaza at the moment and what workers there are telling you?
Trócaire has been working in Palestine, including Gaza, for 22 years. We've got four partner organisations and colleagues on the ground in Gaza. The situation there is horrendous and it is getting worse. For almost 3 weeks now, since the 6th of May, the border crossings at Rafah and Kerem Shalom, where all of the aid was coming through, have been completely closed. The number of trucks coming through the border is under 40 in the last 2.5 weeks. And therefore, what that means is that the UN has decided, as of today, to suspend all of its operations in Rafah. It can no longer run a humanitarian operation in southern Gaza. Northern Gaza, central Gaza and Rafah are under constant bombardment. The situation is extremely dangerous, so our colleagues are finding it virtually impossible to deliver any form of humanitarian assistance, particularly in the last 2.5 weeks, because there is no access to food, to clean water or to other essential humanitarian supplies.
The pier that's been operated by the Americans, is that making any difference at all?
Unfortunately, the pier is not helping an awful lot right now. So to date, the number of trucks that have come off the pier is extremely low and they have not been able to distribute a single item of relief from those trucks. And the reason is because the insecurity is so high. It's extremely dangerous for trucks to travel anywhere in Gaza, both because of bombardment, but also because you have extremely hungry, desperate people who will try and intercept any aid truck that they can find for logical reasons. So not all of the trucks that have come off, and there was only 21 of them in total that came off that pier, have been offloaded at a warehouse, and not a single item has been distributed. What needs to happen is the land borders need to open urgently. That's the only way to get anything like adequate aid into Gaza.
The scenario that you're describing is very divorced from the kind of announcements that we would have heard this morning about a two-state solution and recognition of statehood. How is this going to end, in your view?
Well, what needs to happen immediately is a ceasefire that will enable people to recover from this humanitarian crisis, but that will also provide more political space for the long-term negotiations that do need to happen. So continued political pressure needs to be encouraged on both sides, and we do believe that the Irish government needs to continue to work very hard, as it is currently doing, to put pressure on Israel, because Israel is the occupying state, which is important to remember, and Ireland does have other opportunities where it can provide provide or increase the pressure. So, for example, Ireland 3 years ago, the government passed a motion which said that the occupation and the settlements are de facto annexation. So essentially recognising that what Israel is trying to do is to permanently retain Palestinian land. What Ireland could do, what this government could do, is enact two laws very quickly, which would mean that it sends a strong signal that it's illegal to occupy territories in Palestine and you cannot profit from them.
Caoimhe de Barra, CEO of the charity Trochar, thank you very much for coming into us today.